So,
给你上麦再说。
OK， 那个萨利玛，你今天该讲哪个世界啊？
稍等啊，我看一下。
Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, right?
Yeah, chapter 9, and I'm looking for, I'm confirming. 萨利玛，你应该讲哪个世界啊？
稍等啊，我看一下。
Mark, please allow me to say the first part to start the class first, and we're looking for the words.
Okay.
我真的先服务员您，各位尊敬的同学，大家早晨好。今天是2019年3月8日，星期五。我们今天要非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们讲述今天的佛家话题的早课，并请聆听 Hare Krishna。Maharaj, the verse is chapter 5, verse 23.
Okay, Archer son.
Okay, thank you.
Right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Jai Ram Kamala, Kuncha Bina.Jai Radha, Punjabi Radha, Gopi Chanda Bala, Giribarada, Gopi Chanda Bala, Giribarada, Yashoda Nandana Prajadana Rana.Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabiha Gopi Jana BalabhaGiribarada Gopi Jana Bala Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Rana Yashoda Braja Jana Ranjana Anuna Tira Yamuna Tira Om Agana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chatsuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati SwapadantikamVandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunath Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Chak Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacha Desa Tarane Panchakalpa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavaranya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gohara TvishinaHe Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostate, Takta, Kanchana, Gaurangera, Ne, Vrindavaneshwari, Vishwabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Shri Mathura Dham Ki. Shri Mayapur Dham Ki. Bhagavad Gita Ki. All glories to some of the words. Okay, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 23.
今天讲述国家梵歌第9章的第20-30节
Yebhyanta Devata Bhakta Yajanti Shadayanvita Tepi Mameva Konteya Yajantya Vidi Purvaka Yebhyanta Devata Bhakta Yajanti Shadayanvita Tepi Mameva Konteya Yajanya Vidhi Purvakam. Ye Pyanya Devata Bhakta Yajanti Shadayan Vitaha Tepi Mame Vakonteya Yajanya Vidhi Purvakam. Okay. Words. Ye.
Ye. Tu.
Api.
Api.
Also.
Ye.
Anya.
Anya.
Of other.
Chitada.
Devata.
Devata.
Gods.
Banshinan.
Bhaktaha.
Bhaktaha.
Devotees.
Fungsianjo.
Yajante.
Yajante.
Worship.
崇拜
Shadaya Anvita
Shadaya Anvita
With faith
满怀信心
Take
They
他们
Abhi
Also
Yeah
Mom Me
我
Eva. Only. Konteya.
Konteya.
The son of Kunti.
Kunti 的儿子啊.
Yajanti.
Yajanti.
They worship.
他们崇拜.
Avidhi Purvakam.
Avidhi Purvakam.
In the wrong way.
以错误的方式
I'm starting to get a little echo on what I say.
Oh,
not much, but sometimes.
Okay, so what do I do?
I don't know. Let's see if it keeps happening.
Okay.
It didn't happen at first. Now it seems all right.
Okay.
Translation. Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship me, but in the wrong way.
译文, Kunti的儿子啊, 半神人的奉献者, 怀着信心崇拜半神人, 但实际上不只是我, 然而他们崇拜的方式错了。
Report. Yaozi. Persons who are engaged in the worship of demigods are not very intelligent, although such worship is offered to me indirectly. Krishna says, for example, when a man pours water on the leaves and branches of a tree without pouring water on the root, he does so without knowledge or without observing regulative principles. Similarly, the process of rendering service to different parts of the body is to supply food to the stomach. The demigods are, so to speak, different officers and directors in the government of the Supreme Lord. One has to follow the laws made by the government, not by the officers or directors. Similarly, everyone is to offer worship to the Supreme Lord only. That will automatically satisfy the different officers and directors of the world. the officers and directors are engaged as representatives of the government, and to offer some bribe to the officer and directors is illegal. This is stated here of 88. In other words, Krishna does not approve the unnecessary worship of the demigods.
要是 Krishna 说崇拜半神人的人不是很聪明，尽管这种崇拜是间接的供奉给我的，如果一个人只是往树枝树叶上浇水却不往树根上浇水，那么他这样做不是缺乏知识就是不遵守规则。同样与躯体各个为躯体各个部位服务的方法是把食物供给胃，所以说半神人是至尊主政府里不同的公务员和主管，人必须遵守政府制定的法律，而不是公务员或主管制定的法律。同样，每个人都应当只崇拜至尊主，这样做将自动满足至尊主的各级公务员和主管。公务员和主管是政府的代表，向他们行贿是违法的。这里把这种做法说成是以错误的方式 ，avidya，tulbasam。换句话说 ，Krishna 不赞成对半神人进行无必要的崇拜。Yes.
Okay. So in other words, Krishna is the really only enjoyer of any kind of yoga, or any kind of sacrifice, or any kind of worship. He's the ultimate. He's the one who satisfies everything.
那我们现在可以看到，其实呢 ，Krishna 他是一切的享受者，他是一切的就是被崇拜的，就是崇拜的那个受体，而且他也所有的祭祀 Yagya 的所做的那个对象。
So the demigods are supplying, they're in charge of supplying it.
那半神人们呢，他们其实是在提供，而且呢，他们也是负责去供给这件事情。
We think about it. We know about Indra and Surya and all that. They give the basic thing. Everything we have, every move we make, some demigod is in charge of it.
那所以说，我们知道像天帝 Indra， 还有像太阳神 Surya， 他们会提供给我们一些这个基本的这些事情。那么所以说，我们所需要得到一切东西呢，他们都是有的。
So we could never really worship all the demigods. There's too many.
但是呢，我们没有办法去崇拜所有的这些半神人们，因为半神人的数量实在是太多了。
But whatever the demigods are all devotees, and they get, whatever they give is they're getting from Krishna.
但是呢，所有的这些半神人们，他们都是主的奉献者。那么他们所给予我们的一切呢，都是从 Krishna 那儿得来的。
And then the real goal of any kind of worship or any is to get out of the material world.
而任何形式的祭祀，他要得到的，就任何形式的这种崇拜，他要达到的这个最终目的，都是为了要摆脱这个物质的束缚。
But usually, those who are worshiping demigods, they want to enjoy the material world. They want the demigod to give them some good facility to be happy in the world.
但是呢，那些崇拜半神人的人呢，内心想要去更好的享受这个物质世界，然后呢，希望半神人们能够赐给他们一些设施，让他们更好的在这个物质的躯体里面去享受。
So it's something like, say you want to go somewhere, you want to go to Shanghai or something.
比如说你想去一个地方，比如说你想去上海。
But you get on the wrong train. You take a train that's going to Harbin or something.
但是呢，这个火车坐错了，没有坐上去上海的火车，反而坐上了去哈尔滨的火车。
So you're going, you're trying to go to Chennai, but you're going, you're doing it in the wrong way, taking the wrong road, the wrong train, bus, whatever.
所以呢，你可能想着那是要去上海，也努力着这么去做，但是呢，这个方向，这个路却选错了。这个上了错的车，无论是火车、汽车还是什么。
So so many things we're trying to enjoy, but we're trying to enjoy your body that can't get the pleasure.
所以呢，我们在做很多的事情，就是为了要想去享受。但是呢，如果我们要是在这个物质躯体里面去享受的话呢，我们其实是没有办法真正的得到快乐的。
So this is something we often do, and we're trying to help do something for somebody, but they don't like it because we do it the wrong way.
所以呢，我们经常会做一些事情，脑子里想的呢是为了这个人做，而且呢是为了这个人的益处去做，但实际上呢做了半天他也不开心的原因是因为我们做的方法错了。
So Vini Purvika means actually following the proper way, the proper rules and regulations to do things.
那Vini Purvika 的意思呢，就是按照正确的方式去遵循正确的规范和原则去从事活动。
In this verse, Krishna is saying Avidi, the wrong way.Not following.
但是呢，在这个世界里面呢 ，Krishna 他用的这个词是 avidi。avidi 的意思呢是错的，并没有正确的按照这个方式。
Avidi purva kamya. It could be that they're not following, or they're doing it the wrong way, or not.
那这个 avidi purva kamya 的意思呢，就是他也许可能是没有恰当的去做，或者说呢，他走错了路。
So some people think the demigod is the supreme lord. They're all the same.
那有些人呢就会觉得半神人是至尊主，他们都是一样的，没有区别。
So they don't even think to try to worship Krishna.
所以呢，他们甚至根本就没有想过要去崇拜 Krishna.
Because you know, especially Shiva is so powerful. So when people are reading the Shiva Purana or something.They would naturally think that Shiva must be supreme.
那比如说像主西瓦，他是非常的强而有力的。那当人们去阅读这个 Shiva Purana、Shiva 往事书的时候呢，就会觉得他是至尊。
Until they read more and find out that Shiva is worshiping Krishna.
直到他们读的更多的这个内容以后呢，发现主西瓦他也在崇拜主 Krishna。
And all the demigods are all devoted to Krishna.
这上所有的这些奉献者们都是主 Krishna 的奉献者。
So that Prabhupada gives example, like in government.
所有的这些半神人们都是主 Krishna 的奉献者。那比如说像《说的话吧》的钥匙里面就给了我们一个关于政府的例子。
Or say in the prison.
或者说是在监狱。
Since the material world is a prison.
这个物质世界就好像是一个监狱。
So the prison guard cannot let you out from the prison.
但是呢，这个监狱里面的这个狱卒呢，是不可能把你放出去的。
Their job is to keep you in.
他们的工作呢，是要把你给严严的看在这个监狱里面。
But the president or the king, they can.Say, let him out.
但是呢，这个国家的元首或者说是国王呢，他可以说让他们走吧。
And then under that authority, the guard can let you out.
对，那在这样的权威的指导之下呢，这个狱卒呢就可以把你给从监狱里放出去了。
So Shiva is a real devotee Vaishnava. So he.If someone worships Shiva to please help me to worship Krishna, then that's all right.
那么这个因为主希瓦呢，他是一位真正的奉献者，他是一位 Vaishnava， 所以说如果要是有人拜希瓦是为了要通过这个崇拜去取悦主 Krishna 的话呢，那他觉得这是可以的。
But it's very, very rare that anybody would do that. Mostly the relationship thinking, give me power, give me money, material benefits, because he's the most powerful of all the animals.
但是呢，很少有人崇拜主希瓦是为了要去让主 Krishna 开心。那大部分的人呢，崇拜主希瓦的原因都是为了要让希瓦赐给他力量，赐给他的钱财的原因，是因为主希瓦是在众拜神人中最有力量的那一位。
The gopis, they were worshiping Durga, you know, to get Krishna's hearts. Their goal was Krishna.
嗯，像姑父姑娘们，他们会崇拜主希瓦的妻子Durga女神，她的这个目的呢，是为了要通过这个崇拜呢得到 Krishna， 因为他们的目的呢是为了得到 Krishna。
Most I mean girls that worship gods, they'll worship Durga or Shiva to get a nice husband that's materially a nice husband。
那么大部分的这些姑娘们，她们如果要是去崇拜主希瓦的妻子 Durga 女神呢，是为了要得到一个好的丈夫。那么这个呢物质的想法，是物质的追求，
是 wrong way。
那那个方法就错了。
So this is that's why it gets very confusing, because you know people, that's why Krishna says sarva dharma parichaja, you don't have to do all this demigod worship and all these pujas for material gain. They can't help you actually to get it. They'll get you more entangled. Sure.
那所以说呢，就这样的方式呢，就会让人觉得非常的困惑。那也就为什么呢？这个主 Krishna 他就会说，你不需要去崇拜所有的这些拜神人们，你的这个方法是错的。
Just chant Krishna, just surrender to me, and he'll take care of.
你要做的事情呢，只是去唱诵 Hare Krishna， 归依于我啊，然后呢，我呢就会照顾一切。
And the demigods will be satisfied because they are part and parcel of Krishna.
这么做了以后呢，这些半神人们他们也会感到心满意足，因为他们是主 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
So like we read in chapter 3.That when you do this yagya, then the demigods are satisfied and they will supply the necessities for living in the material world and worshiping Krishna.
在我们读《博伽梵歌》第三章的时候呢，我们就读到了这样一个师姐，就是如果我们要是去崇拜主 Krishna 的话呢，那么就会让半神人们很开心。就在做这样的yagya的时候，半神人就会很开心，然后呢，他们会为我们提供。生活在这个世界里面的一个生活所需。
So some would think that means you worship the demigods, but it means yagya really means the Krishna traditions.
那有些人呢，就把这个事情理解成为这个 yagya 这个祭祀呢是为半神人所做的，但其实不是，所有的这些祭祀 yagya 都是为 Krishna 而做的，都是为了在崇拜 Krishna。
So the example is given, we've been hearing it quite often. Just like in our body, we have arms, we have fingers, we have every different eyes, we have legs.
那这里面，那在这里面呢，有一个反复举的一个例子，就是我们的这个身体啊，由各个部分构成，我们有我们的臂膀，有身体。有双腿，还有这个眼睛，一个部分。
And they all need nourishment.
那么所有的这些部分呢，他们都是需要被滋养的。
But in order to give energy, and fresh blood and everything to the fingers and the legs and everything, it has to go through the stomach.
但是呢，为了给这个身体的各个部分 这个能量，或者说是要给他们供给这个血呀，然后呢要让这个肉它就是这个血肉都有这个能量的话，那么要去滋养的这个部位呢是胃。
If you have very nutritious food, but you just rub it all over your body, it won't help you. Just waste.
如果你要是就是有特别有营养的这个食物，但你把这个食物呢全部都抹在身上了的话呢，这个食物是没有办法真正的给这个各个地方营养的，那就只能把这个有营的食物给浪费掉了。
When you chew it and you get it into your stomach and your stomach is working, then the stomach somehow mysteriously does and the energy will go all over the body.
但是如果我们要是很好的咀嚼了这个食物，然后把这个食物输送到我们的这个胃里面的话，那么这个胃呢它就可以非常的神秘的玄秘的把所有的这些食物给转换成能量，然后呢把这个能量呢我和营养呢全部都派到身体的每一个地方。
That's very simple, but you know, and then also the tree.
那这是一个非常简单的例子，还有一个例子就是树的例子也是这样的。
The tree gets, the leaves get energy from the sunlight.
这个树的叶子呢，它是从太阳光那儿得到能量的。
But that you can't do water, they also need water.
但是呢，它们也是需要水的。
So the trees eat through the root.
Yeah. 那么这个树呢，它是用它的根去吃东西的。
So you have to put water on the root.
所以说呢，我们就必须要把这个水呢浇给树根。
Or any kind of vitamins or you know, whatever you're going to feed the tree, it has to go to the root.
如果我们要是想给这个树打一点维生素，或者是无论任何一种这个营养素的话，这个营养素都必须要通过树根。
And then it'll go everywhere.
因为把这个营养素从树根打进去以后呢，它就能够去到树的每个地方。
It's a good example like a coconut.
比如说像椰子这个例子。
The coconut's very high up.
说这个椰子呢，它是长在树的很高的位置的。
But it's full of water.
而且呢，里面有那么多水。
But that water comes from the root and goes all the way up to coffee or any fruit.
但是这个水它是从哪来的呢？这个水就是由于树根有了水，然后呢，这个。枝叶呢就通过这个树根给派到了树枝上面的这个果实里面，任何树的这个果实其实都是这样的。
So similarly Krishna is actually the root of all existence.
那么 Krishna 呢它就是一切存在的根源。
So when we feed Krishna, we serve Krishna, we satisfy Krishna, then everything else becomesGood. The demigods are happy and everything becomes good. Now there's not yajna and therefore the weather is crazy and there's the drought and there's floods and there's something.
所以呢，如果我们要是给 Krishna 喂食，我们如果要是去服务 Krishna 的话，那我们去崇拜 Krishna 的话，那么这个 Krishna 一开心了以后，那么所有的一切都开心了，所有的伴神们也都开心了，然后呢我们也就能够有很好的这些供给。但是现在这个状况这个有很多的干旱呐、然后有很多的各种各样的这个自然上的这个问题啊，全部都是因为我们这个做法是不对的，伴神人们他也没有得到满足。
So if you're trying to do something, you may be very sincere, but you don't know how to do it, you're doing it the wrong way, we won't get the results that we want.
那么所以说呢，我们在这儿试图想做一些事情，我们其实是非常真诚的想要做，但是我们却不知道该怎么做，而且呢，这个方向做错了，这个方法也做错了的话，那我们就没有办法得到这个恰当的结果了。
driving in the wrong road or going in the wrong train or, you know, we're not going to get to where we want to go.
如果我们要是这个开车开错了方向，或者是我们坐错了车的话，那我们就没有办法去到我们想要去的地方。
And of course, unfortunately, most people in a mature world, they don't know where they should be going. So not only, and they don't even worship demigods, but they just kind of go in a mature world.
不幸的是在这个物质世界里面的大部分的人其实根本就不知道自己该往哪儿走，所以说呢，就连半身人这个崇拜他们也是不知道的。
The demigod can only give you what they get from Krishna.
但是呢，这个半身人他所给我们的这个东西呢，仅仅是他们从 Krishna 那儿得来的。
Therefore, we say Sarvadharma Vidichindra Kamcha Aham Tvam Sarvabhavita. Because someone might think, well, what if I don't do this pinda for my family, or I don't worship this demigod, might get mad, and this and that. But Krishna says, I'll protect you.
因为有些人呢，他就会觉得，如果我要是不为我的家庭做这些事儿，如果我要是不去崇拜半身人的话，那我肯定就会得到很糟糕的这种结果，那我肯定就挺麻烦的。但是呢 ，Krishna 在这里面这个世界里面，他就讲到了，他说呢，不用担心，我会照顾你的。
So Krishna not only taught these things, but he showed them also by his leelas.
那 Krishna 呢，他不仅仅是教导这些事情，但他其实呢，还在他自己的这个 leela， 他自己的逍遥时光里面展示了出来。
Like in the Govardhan Puja.
比如说像 Govardhan Puja，
you know they were worshiping Indra。
他们在崇拜主因者，天地因者。
That's natural. They're farmers, and the farmers need rain.
那这是很自然的一件事情，因为他们都是农民。那么这个农民呢，他是需要雨水才可以种地的。
And Krishna told them, "No, you don't have to worship them."
但是 Krishna 对他们说呢，不，你们不需要去崇拜天地 Indra。
Then Indra became very angry。
这么一来呢 ，Indra 就生气了。
And they were first Nandamara. They were thinking, oh, we, but you know, if we don't worship Indra, he will be angry. He won't give us rain and everything.
那 Nandamara 他第一个反应就是说，如果我们要是不好好的崇拜天地 Indra 的话，那天地 Indra 就生气了，那他就不会给我们雨水了。
And he did get angry.
然后呢，天地 Indra 真的生气了。
And he tried to flood the entire Vrindavan.
那他做的事情呢，就是试图把整个的 Vrindavan 给淹了。
But Krishna protected him.
但是 Krishna 保护了所有的人。
He showed you don't have to worry.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 他就展示出来了，告诉大家你们不需要担心。
So that's the point. We all worry, but I have to do this. In the mature world, I have this duty, this, this, that. But if we're offering everything to Krishna, then everything will be all right.
那所以说，因为我们在这个物质世界里面呢，就有这方面的这个担心，是不做这个，如果不做那个的话呢，那我就会遇到这样或那样的麻烦。但这里面要告诉我们的就是，如果我们要是崇拜 Krishna 的话，那么一切都会非常的顺利的，没有问题的。
When it says Sarvadharma Vidichindra, it doesn't mean we don't take care of our material responsibility, but we don't have to worship demigods to do that. We don't have to do.You know, materialistic pujas and ceremonies.
那么，当我们说这个 Sarvadharma Pratitya 的时候呢，并不意味着我们不需要去履行我们任何的物质的这个职责，而是说，就是我们不需要去崇拜半身人，然后呢，不需要去做一些这个物质的，就是物质倾向的 puja。
Chant Hare Krishna.
我们只是需要去唱诵 Hare Krishna
and do whatever we have to do according to our dharma.
并且呢，根据我们的这个职责，我们的 dharma 去做我们应该做的事情。
And everybody will be satisfied.
这样一来呢，所有的人都会感到心满意足。
So it's very simple.
所以很简单。
One Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
When we chant the holy name, we're actually doing everything. You know, every other kind of yagya and tapasya and puja and everything is covered just like Shri.
那么事实上呢，当我们在进行 Hare Krishna 的念诵的时候呢，我们其实就已经做了各种各样的崇拜活动，我们也进行了这个 puja， 也做了就是所有相关的这些事情。
If we're chanting for Krishna's pleasure.
那如果我们要是为了 Krishna 开心而唱诵的话。
One time a morning walk in Vrindavan, I was only there like, you know, with Prabhupada. So at that time, when we went out from the temple along the road, there wasn't any other building.
那有一次呢，在 Vrindavan 的清晨散步的时候呢，我也在那会儿我们就是从这个庙里面出来散步的时候，外面是没有任何的建筑物的。
And Prabhupada just looked and he said, "Just see, everything's all brown, because it wasn't raining properly."
Okay, 那然后呢，沙尔爸爸当时他看着我，他说呢，他说你看，这个各个这个地方是多么的干旱。因为当时呢就没有下雨。
Prabhupada said, "Just see, they're not chanting enough, so it's not raining."
那然后沙尔爸爸就说呢，原因是就是因为大家没有唱诵圣名，所以说呢就没有下雨。
So devotee said, "Oh, Prabhupada, you mean if we chant more, it will rain?"
然后受信者就问沙尔爸爸，哦。十二爸爸，那您的意思就是说，如果我们要是念诵的话，那不会下雨吗？
Prabhupada said yes.
十二爸爸说是的。
But don't chant for rain.
但是呢，你念诵并不是说是要去求雨才念诵。
Chant for Krishna's pleasure.
你要怀着让 Krishna 开心的这种心态去念诵。
You know, begging for service.
然后呢，向他去祈祷着能够得到服务。
And then it will rain.
这样一来呢，就会下雨了。
And in other words, if you just chant rain, 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 it won't rain.
但是呢，如果你要是只是一边想着下雨、下雨、下雨这样的这种心态去念诵的话，那也不会下雨。
Or it might rain way too much.
那也许可能的另外一种情况就是下太多了这雨。
But it's better to pray for rain than to, you know, do whatever else. But the best thing is to pray for service to Krishna. Krishna is satisfied. All the other things come along very nicely.
好的呢是 Mother, you said it's better to pray for the rain and what and do the other things?
No, we just, like sometimes people pray for rain, which is, it's pious, but it's not the best.
但是呢，就是，但是人们有的时候呢，他也会为了就是要让下雨而求雨，那这个事情呢，它是一种很虔诚的一种做法，但是呢，它并不是最好的办法。最好的办法呢，就是我们怀着一颗让 Krishna 开心的这个心态，然后去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名。那么，当我们这么做了以后呢，其实我们所需要的任何一些东西呢，都会被 Krishna 所提供。
We're just praying for rain, and like I said, maybe it'll rain way too much.
但是说我们要是只是求雨的话，那就像刚才我说的那样，那一时可能这雨量就会过大了。
Praying for money, maybe we'll get money, but then.Something else will go wrong.
但是如果我们要是求钱的话，也许可能我们会得到钱财，但是其他的一些问题可能又会冒出来。
So the highest thing, of course, is praying for service.
嗯，那么所以说呢，最高的一种做法就是我们只是去祈祷的，能够得到服务。
Okay, so let's take time for questions.
我们现在呢，来给大家留一些时间，看有没有问题。Marge, right now, I haven't seen any questions yet. No, actually, I do have a question. It's from a friend, Easy Mataji. 礼拜老师和翻译，今天老师讲到 Krishna 是不赞同崇拜半神人的。那半神人是 Krishna 的朋友还是敌人呢？是 Krishna, 那么是 Krishna 朋友的半神人有哪些呢？崇拜 Krishna 的好朋友行不行？感恩老师。Please accept my very humble obeisances. In your lecture, you said that Krishna doesn't really agree the idea of worshipping the demigod. So my question is that do the demigods the friends or the enemies of the Lord? And also, who are the... who are those demigods or the friends of the Lord? Is that okay for us to worship the friends of the Lord? Thank you very much.
They're all devotees.
所有的这些上师人们，他们都是奉献者。
But to worship them independently of the Lord, that's useless.
但是呢，就是。如果要是依靠于主去崇拜他们的话，这是可以的。
So we honor the demigods. We shouldn't neglect the demigods or hate them or anything, but we have to understand the position of them.
那我们呢是应该尊重半神人的，所以说呢，我们并不是说是要去忽略他们，甚至于去恨他们，并不是这样的。而是我们要理解半神人他们所处在的这个位置到底是什么。
So, like we have prayers from Brahma Samhita, how to worship different demigods.
比如说在婆罗诃摩赞Brahma Samhita 里面呢，就给我们解释了怎么去崇拜每位半神人。
Shisti Shiddipa Yasadana Shaktirika.Chayevayasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ischan Rupam Apiyasya Chateshta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So they all end with that Govindamadi Purusham. I worship Govinda, the Supreme Lord. They honor the demigods. But they're in high positions, but...Those prayers are just for the main demigods, Shiva and Durga.
那所有的这些这个Brahma Samhita 里面的这些师姐，那它都是以最后的这同一句的这个师姐来结束的。那么都讲的是我呢崇拜这个至尊主 Govinda 然后呢又就。尊敬了就是这些主要的这些半神人们，比如说 Ganesh, 比如说 Shiva, 比如说 Durga.
We have to keep it always understand that the demigod is a servant of Krishna.
我需要明白就是所有的这些半神人们他们都是主 Krishna 的仆人。
Like devotees will...Worship Lord Shiva as a devotee, then it's okay.
那比如说奉献者，当他在崇拜主希瓦的时候呢，是把他当成主 Krishna 的奉献者去崇拜。那如果是这样的方式的话呢，就对了。
But Lord Shiva is, he's a real Vaishnava.
那么主希瓦呢，他是一位真正的 Vaishnava.
He's always chanting name of Krishna and Rama.
所以呢，他一直都在恒常不断的唱诵主 Krishna 和主 Rama 的名字。
He's directing, people to worship Krishna.
而且呢，他也在 朝的人们去崇拜 Krishna。
So his special position compared to all the other demigods.
所以说主希瓦和所有其他的半神人相呢，他的位置呢就非常的独特。
Yesterday, Shivaratri Day was a few days ago.
像这个 Shivaratri 的，这个位置呢是挺前的一个日子，就是在几天以前过的。
So in Mayapur, the devotees had a nice festival that sort of like Shiva and talk about when Shiva's past times.
那在 Mayapur 的奉献者们呢，就为这个日子度过了一个非常欢快的节日。那么大家在这个节日上呢，就崇拜主希瓦，并且呢，讲述了主希瓦的逍遥时光。
And I learned that day from Ranana Swami that in Vrindavan on Shivaratri Day, you know, everybody goes to worship this Gopeshwar Mahadev. Very important.
那么，在这个就是我从 Ranana Swami 那就了解到了，就在这个Shivaratri 的这一天的时候呢，在 Vrindavan 所有的奉献者都会去崇拜the name of it, Mahadev.
Gopeshwar Mahadev.
Gopeshwar Mahadev. 那么这个呢是主希瓦的非常的重要的一个形象。
He is protecting the Dham.
因为呢他在保护着圣地。
But all the major temples of Vrindavan, they have a specific time where they go to.Worship Shiva because the temple is so crowded that day, but there's special time when only the servants of Krishna from different temples go, Damodara, Radha, Govinda, they go and they worship Shiva, but as a devotee, to help them in their service to Krishna.
The devotees, they went to each of the temples in a specific time to worship.
Devotees from the temple, they have a special time when they can go to worship.
Okay, got it. 那么就是在这个 Vrindavan 的各个庙里面，比如说像这个 Radha Damodar 庙里面，还有其他的一些这个庙里面的这些奉献者们呢，他们都会有一个特定的这个时间到这个Gopi Mashnar 的这个。庙里面去崇拜主希瓦，然后但是他们去崇拜主希瓦的时候呢，是把他当做主的奉献者来进行崇拜的。
So the pujaris of Shiva, they make special arrangements because that temple is so busy on that day that everybody is going there.
但是那一天呢，因为所有的人都去这个庙里面去崇拜主希瓦，所以说呢，那天的庙里面就特别特别的拥挤。所以说呢，这个庙里的 pujari 呢，他们就得做一个特别的安排，这样才能够很好的安排人们来崇拜。
And you can't even see Shiva because because there's so many flowers piled up on top.
但是呢，也看不到希瓦主希瓦。的原因呢，是由于主希瓦已经被花给盖起来了，太多的花了。
So the people have great faith, but many of them might be, not understanding exactly. But Shiva is very merciful, will help them because they're in Vrindavan, of course. But the devotees of Krishna, they will also pray to Lord Shiva to help them worship Krishna.
但是大部分的人呢。就是所有去崇拜主希瓦的人呢，都是有很好的这个对主希瓦的信心的。但是大部分的人呢，他其实并不是真正的理解到底主希瓦的身份到底是谁。但是由于主希瓦呢非常的仁慈，所以说呢，因为他们在稳大稳，然后他们去了这个庙里面去崇拜主希瓦，所以主希瓦一定是会帮助他们的。但是呢，作为主 Krishna 的这个奉献者们。他们去崇拜主希瓦的时候呢，他们是希望能够向主希瓦祈祷，能够更好的为主 Krishna 做服务。
We don't have to go out of our way to do that, but when we see a Shiva temple or something, then we always honor the Shiva.
当然了，我们不需要是特意的去这个希瓦庙主希瓦的那个庙里面去 去做这件事情，但是呢，每次当我们只要路过这个希瓦的庙的时候呢，我们就可以进去崇拜，然后呢向他祈祷，我们会更好的去服务主 Krishna。
But we use that prayer from Brahma Samhita and Govinda Madhi Krishna. We're really worshiping Krishna.
嗯，但是呢，在Brahma Samhita 里面的这个Govinda Madhi Krishna， 那么这个里面就告诉我们，其实我们真正崇拜的是主 Govinda。
But we're acknowledging that Shiva is a great devotee.
但是呢，我们承认主 Shiva 他是一位非常伟大的奉献者。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question is from her. Still from Free and Easy Mataji. 我妈妈是信佛的。我每次跟她说起 Krishna， 她就说：“我看你们这个信仰太累了，总是取悦这个取悦那个，每天忙得跟陀螺似的。他们信佛的好，也不用很辛苦，以后去了极乐世界，啥都不用了，自由自在。我这时候该怎么说呢？感恩您。My mom is a Buddhist.And every time when I mentioned the Krishna consciousness to her, she is always say that, I really think your practice or your faith about this is too tiring because you are always thinking about please this one and please that one. And you guys are so busy for engaging yourself to do this and that all the time.It's better for me to be kept in my state to following the Buddhism because that, I don't need to put myself in that kind of tiring state. And eventually, I will go to the pure land. When I was there, I don't need to do anything. I will be totally enjoying my freedom. So what should be my response to my mom for that? Thank you very much.
Yeah, well...probably just like many Hindus, maybe once a week they do some puja or something, or they do Shivaratri or they go to Janmashtami, so they might think that but there are also Buddhist monks that chant mantras all day long and everything, right?
那么就好像是在这个印度教里面的一些人，他们可能就是一个星期做一次 arti， 然后呢，他们也会去这个 Shivaratri， 就是会去这个就是庆祝 Shivaratri 的这个日子，或者是 Janmashtami 的这个日子，然后呢，就是在印度里面的一些这个佛教徒，他们也会。就是佛教的这些僧人，他们也会每天都会去念诵他们的这个曼陀罗。
So I would say just encourage her, yeah, chant Buddha or whatever she does for Buddha. I don't know.
那所以说呢
they offer some incense or they offer a candle or they offer some fruit or whatever. That's good.
所以我想说的呢，就是对您的母亲的这个态度，就是继续的鼓励她去做。所有的他在佛教的这些功课里面的这些修习比如说，但是我不知道他到底做了什么，他也许可能会给佛陀供奉一杯水啊，供奉花啊，或者说是水果呀，这些都是好的。
Don't argue, just say, well, everybody has their own way of worshiping.
所以呢，不要跟他有任何的争论，只是说呢，就是每一个人都有我们不同的去崇拜的方式。
Many, not only Buddhist temples, Hindu temples, Christian churches, basically now they just tell people, you just give a donation sometime, you'll go to Buddha, you'll go to Jesus or something. Cheating people. But if people are attached, we should encourage them to do more, to chant the name of Buddha.
那就比如说现在一些这个像佛教的寺院呢，或者说是像印度教的一些寺这个庙里啊，要不然就是像基督教的这些教堂啊，他们有的时候呢就会对人们给人们的一种印象就是你只是时不时的上这来布施一些就好了，然后呢你就能够被确保以后你就会去到净土，或者说是去到 这个天堂，或者是去到一个好的地方。但是呢，这个其实是对大家的一种欺骗。那么我们要做的事情呢，就是依然去鼓励他们做现在正在做的一些虔诚活动的事情，然后呢，鼓励他们去念诵他们现在持的这个咒。
Okay.
Yes. The next.
And we know Buddha is Krishna. That's the incarnation of Krishna. We might not want to tell people that, but we should encourage people. That's okay. Chant Buddha's name.
那么我们知道佛陀呢，他是主 Krishna 的一位化身。那么我们也许可能不一定非要把这件事情呢告诉这些修佛的这些人士，但是呢，我们应该鼓励他们不断的去念诵佛陀的这个佛号。The next question.
Okay.
The next question is from Hariwansa Prabhu.现代人祭祀祖先和拜神的方式符合韦达经吗？他们会接受这样的崇拜吗？ For the people in nowadays, do they really follow the Vedic way to worship their ancestors or worship the demigods? Do the ancestors and the demigods will really accept the today's ways of worship?
Well, so we're saying that the real way to worship the demigod in the Vedic way to worship the demigod is first you offer everything to Vishnu and then you give the prasadam to the demigod.
那么就是在这个韦达经里面告诉我们的真正的去崇拜的这种方式是在崇拜之前呢我们先要去崇拜主 Vishnu。然后呢，把崇拜给 Vishnu 的这个 prasadam 再去崇拜给半神人和祖先。
So I don't know how many Shambha they do that, but mostly they just directly worship the demigod, thinking the demigod is supreme, so therefore they're not going to get the real benefits.
所以呢，我并不知道到底有多少人现在在做这个祭祀的时候是按照这样方法去做的。那么大部分人的人呢，他其实还是直接在崇拜半神人，因为他觉得半神人就是至尊。那如果这样一来的话呢，其实他是不能够得到他真正想要得到的那个结果的。
Like in Jagannath Puri, in the Jagannath Temple, the prasad is called Bimala prasad.
比如说呢，在 Jagannath Puri， 在 Jagannath 的庙里面出来的这个 prasadam 呢，被称为叫 Bimala prasadam。
Bimala is the name of Durga。
那 Bimala 的意思，它是 Durga 女神的一个名字。
So we might think, no, we shouldn't take prasadam to the demigod。
那也许可能我们就会想，哎呀，我们可不应该去要这个半神人的 prasadam。
But she's a great devotee, so everything is first offered to Jagannath, and then after Jagannath finishes, they offer to her. Then it becomes Mahamaha Prasad.
那么主其实那 Dugar 呢，他是一位非常伟大的奉献者。那么所以说呢，所有的这些这个食物呢，他先是供奉给主 Jagannath， 然后供奉完给主 Jagannath 之后呢，再把这个剩下的就把这个供奉过的这个 Prasad 呢，又供奉给了 Dugar。那所以这样的话呢，就使这个食物就变成了 Mahamaha Prasadam。
So I don't know, we can't say we don't know how everybody worships demigods, but in Kali Yuga, most people they don't know how to worship anybody properly.
那所以说我们其实并不知道，就是大家现在到底是以什么样的那种方法在崇拜半神人的。但是我们能说的就是。在这个卡利年代，大部分的人其实根本就不知道对任何人的或者任何神的这种崇拜方式是怎么去做的。
All right.
Yes. The next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Gurudev， 请问从物质知觉过渡到灵性的知觉。会经历多少灵修的时间呢？ 我们因为业力过于深重，太多的人修着修着就又还俗了，这个信心和耐心如何得到呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my very very humble obeisances to you, my dearest Guru Maharaj. So my question is that from the material oriented consciousness to the spiritual consciousness, it will take how long for us to really have that kind of shift? Because we have a too heavy karmic reaction to make most of the people, after the practice on this spiritual path for a while, then they go back to the mundane life. So how can we really can obtain the strong faith and the patience to be continuously on this path?
Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastri Koi. We have to associate with devotees. And association means hearing and chanting about Krishna, doing service.
You know,
not just having a big feast or, you know, watching the news on television or something.
那并不是说呢，只是就是去荣耀大餐，以及呢，在这个电视上去看一看关于我们的一些信息。
But we have to pray and you know all the things that are described in different scriptures. Usahan, nischaya, dada, tat tat, karma, pravartana. These six things will help us.
Yeah, so we will have to pray.
Yeah, we have to hear.
Yeah, 所以说呢，我们要按照经典的这个内容呢去祈祷，也就意味着我们要去很好的去聆听经典中的内容。
And if we read Nectar Devotion, we get guidance exactly what to do, what not to do.
那如果我们要是去阅读《奉爱的甘露》的话呢，我们就能够非常清晰的得到指点，我们知道应该去做什么以及不应该做什么。
And like in the Nectar of Instruction book, it says, "Utsahan nistaya dhaira tat tat karma pravartana." Now these six things will help you.
那在这个教会的甘露里面呢，就我们提到了，跟妈说的这一串，那么这是六件事，那么这六件事呢会帮助我们。
And then there's also six things that won't help you, these things not to do.
然后呢也给我们提到了有六件我们不应该做的事情，因为这六件事情对我们来说是无助的。
So how long it will take that depends onin what we do. It's not like if you just do this for a certain amount of time, you automatically get prema. You have to, it depends on how intensely we do it and how much we do it.
那至于要花多长的时间的话呢，那么这要取决于我们所从事这个活动的时候，我们所持有的这种失劣的这种心态了，它并不是说是就是我们现在去从事的这些活动，按照经典的话去做了，然后呢，我们立刻就能够得到这个 Krishna 的 prema 了，并不是这样的，而是呢，我们一定要看我们的这个内心，它是多么的强烈的在去做这些事情。
There's a famous thing that comes on the internet quite often. Prabhupada, somebody, they ask him.Prabhupada, you know, this problem and how long will it take for us to surrender and get to Krishna or something.
那就在网上呢，他也经常呢会，you mean on the internet? Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, and now we see it on the internet, but it was recorded and.
Okay, 就是在那个网上，或者说是就是听这个沙拉帕帕的这个讲课的这个录音里面，我们就经常会。看到这么一个问题，就是大家也确实会去问舍拉帕帕的，就是我们到底要花多长时间的这个休息，能够 得到 prema， 能够达到完美。
And Prabhupada said, "Don't you read Bhagavad Gita?"
然后十二爸爸就问，就说：“难道你没有读《薄伽梵歌》吗？”
And then he said, "One minute."
然后呢，就 one minute， 他就说是
one minute。
啊，然后呢，他就说呢，是一分钟就可以达到完美。
One minute.
一分钟。
And then he explained it, but that, you know, if you really surrender to Krishna, then 1 minute, it's not like, doesn't have to be a million lifetimes.
然后呢，十二爸爸又解释了这一分钟到底是什么意思。所以就是说呢，你得真正的去臣服于 Krishna， 那么这一分钟就能够达到完美，就不需要再经过好几百万个生世了。
Alright.
Yeah, the next question is from Wei Mataji, 顶拜 Gurudev 的莲花族。有看到形容享受家庭生活犹如骆驼咀嚼寒雪的荆棘，那么我们需要用一种什么样的态度去面对家庭生活呢？感恩您的教导。Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, and I did read the analogy about saying the family life is like the camel to chew the thorn, and also to make his tongue to get bleeding. So what will be the right attitude for us to face our family life? Thank you very much for your guidance.
For any life we have is how we can utilize it to serve Krishna.
无论我们是处在怎样一种生活的方式中，我们都应该学着把它用作去对 Krishna 的服务。
How can we offer the results to Krishna?
我们怎么把我们的这个结果供奉给主 Krishna?
Okay.So, you know, we want to engage ourselves and family members in whatever way we can in serving Krishna.
那么所以呢，我们要做的一件事情呢，就是尽量的让我们自己以及呢，让和我们一起生活在一起的这个家人，通过某种方式去服务 Krishna.
So that.You know, ideally then the family would get together and read Bhagavad Gita, chant Krishna, of course, eat prasadam.
那当然最理想的一种状态呢，就是所有的家人们都能够聚集在一起，然后呢一起唱诵 Hare Krishna, 一起阅读薄伽梵歌以及荣耀 prasadam.
Sometimes we're living with family that's not favorable, then...You know, we just have to be very kind to them, nice, and make them feel like, you know, good about devotees, because devotees are nice.
但是呢，有的时候可能我们在和我们在一起生活的这个家人，对于 Krishna 知觉呢，并不是那么的能够接受。所以说，我们要做的事情呢，就是用我们很好的这种关怀和关爱之心去对待我们的这个家人。然后呢，让他们感知到奉献者是很好的人。The next
question
from Free and Easy， 那这些半神人是不是都是 Krishna 的朋友呢？《奉爱的甘露》里说，有些半神人是 Krishna 的朋友，所以我想知道哪些半神人是朋友。感恩您。So this is a further question from Free and Easy of her first question. She said that in that case, what are the demigods are the friends of Lord Krishna? Because according to the nectar of devotion, it is said that some of the demigods are the friends of the Lord. So I want to know who are the friends.Of the Lord among those demigods. Thank you.
All of the demigods are devotees.
所有的半神人们都是 Krishna 的奉献者。
But they're not pure devotees. They're getting some material rewards for their service. But their service is in the material world.
但是呢，他们不是纯粹的奉献者，因为呢，他们的这个服务还是会得到一些物质上的回报的。
They all worship Krishna.
但是呢，都在崇拜主 Krishna。
They're not pure devotees. They're just completely unmotivated and only worshiping Krishna.
但是呢，他们并不是纯粹的奉献者，也就是说呢，他们并没有处在一个完全的没有任何动机的状态下去服务主 Krishna。
All right.
But Maharaj, her question is that so do you mean about the friends and the devotees are the same? Because she is asking particularly if the demigods
Never.
Are the friends.
Krishna is the best friend of everyone.
Okay.
So the demigods are devotees, but they're devotees doing, you know, work in the material world. There's no demigods in the spiritual world.
OK, 那么这个 Krishna 呢，他是所有的一切众生的最好的朋友。那么这些半神人们呢，他们都是主 Krishna 的奉献者。但是半神人们他们是在物质世界为 Krishna 干活的，他们是在这个物质世界去做服务的，因为在灵性世界是没有半神人的。There is no demigods in the spiritual world.
No, the demigods are for maintaining the material world.
因为这个半神人他们的这个身份呢，他们是为了维系物质世界。So may I ask you a question? Who are those demigods when they are in the spiritual world?
They're in the spiritual world, and they might.When they go back to the spiritual world, it's a crazy question actually, so I can't.
Sorry. Sorry, Mara. Sorry. Sorry. 对不起啊，我刚才问你一个问题，我说那如果是在灵性世界要是没有半神人的话，那这些在物质世界的半神人，他们回到灵性世界以后，那他们都是谁呢？马尔说我这是一个疯问题，那我就不问了。马尔 ，so I won't answer that question. Sorry.
Yeah, it's asking again and again. The demigods are all devotees, but they're materialistic devotees.
OK, 那么就这么说，就是这个。
In the material world, then if we think they're supreme and we just worship them, and we can't satisfy all the demigods, that's possible.
那这个问题就这么去回答，就是这个所有的这些半神人呢，他们都是这个物质倾向的奉献者，因为呢，他们是在物质世界里面呢去进行这个服务的。